This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. When you think of Medicare beneficiaries, you probably think of senior citizens, and they do account for nearly all the 49 million Americans on the program. But as Marketplace's David Gurrow reports from Washington, Medicare also has millions of indirect, unexpected beneficiaries.
All right. She's the slowest.
Every morning, Jeff Gordon takes his dad, Albert, to an adult daycare center in Washington called Iona Senior Services. The staff calls Albert Mr. G.
He's now 101 years old, going on 102. He'll be 102 in February.
Jeff moved his dad here from Detroit 4 years ago to live with him and his wife. Albert, like anyone who's lived a century, sees a lot of doctors. An internist, a cardiologist, a dermatologist, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, a podiatrist. And then there's the occasional unplanned visit. All that medical care is expensive. Jeff says the cost for this year alone is at least $18,000.
It's outrageous. I mean, just to have a podiatrist to clip his nails, that's $150. And if he goes into the hospital, you're talking $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 just for a visit to find out what happened.
Jeff's mother-in-law is 93, and she also lives with him. Last year, doctors discovered she had a tumor. She spent 10 days in intensive care, then another week and a half in the hospital.
That bill must have been $100,000. And I don't care how much money you save for retirement, $100,000 goes pretty fast in the healthcare system.
Jeff says Medicare has made it possible for him to care for her and for his dad, whose annual income from Social Security is just over $16,000.
If he wasn't on Medicare and we had to cover all of these costs out of pocket, not only would it bankrupt him, but it would probably bankrupt us as well.
Medicare's architects had that in mind when they came up with the program. Jonathan Oberlander teaches public health at UNC Chapel Hill.
Medicare was designed as an intergenerational program to help retirees, but also to help their children by sparing them from the costs and the burden of paying for their parents' medical care.
Democratic Congressman John Dingell helped vote Medicare into law in 1965, and he remembers what elder care used to be like in the days before Medicare.
Well, it was pretty grim. Senior citizens were dependent either on charity or on their kids.
Back then, insurers wouldn't offer coverage to seniors because they were seen as too high risk. David Rosner is a professor of public health at Columbia. He says that when it came to paying for an aging parent's medical care, children faced a tough choice.
It was either going to come out directly of your pocket, or alternatively, you're going to have to abandon your mom and pop.
Marilyn Moon is a healthcare economist, and I asked her how she'd quantify how much Medicare has helped people like Jeff Gordon, who care for older parents.
Think about the cost right now. If you tried to buy Medicare on the open market, you would have to pay around $10,000 to $11,000.
Per year. That's maybe five times what a healthy middle-aged American pays.
So that means that if you were a family trying to help out your mother or your grandmother, that would be a substantial chunk of resources.
Last year, Medicare spent nearly $400 billion to provide health care for seniors. That also represents nearly $400 billion in savings that seniors and their families could use to spend on other things. The typical senior lives on about $22,000 a year, and John Oberlander at UNC says that's why most Americans see Medicare as essential.
The fact that the government is there, that we as a society are there to pool together and pay for them together as a community, is a tremendous help to families, because those younger families, were it not for Medicare, they would be the ones who would be left holding the bills
and trying to find a way to pay them. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.